Story 29, Daniel and the Den of Lions. Daniel was a young Jewish man who was captured in Jerusalem and taken away to Babylon. There he served in the king's court through the time of many kings. Over the years, he became highly respected, and he was given great authority. When Darius became king, there were three main government officials, and Daniel had the most ability of them all. He did everything he was supposed to do. Daniel's work and his attitude were so good that the king was planning to make him the chief officer over the whole kingdom. Several of the other men were jealous, so they suggested an idea that was sure to get Daniel in trouble. They went to the king and said, "O king, live forever! We have thought of a way to honor you. Please create a law that says that no one can pray to any god except you for 30 days. Anyone who disobeys will be thrown into the den of lions." The king liked this idea, so he made the law. Daniel heard about the law, but he still worshiped God in the same way as before. 3 times a day, he went into his room and opened the windows that faced Jerusalem. There he bowed down and prayed. This was exactly what the other men knew Daniel would do, and it provided just the opportunity they were looking for. They asked the king, "Didn't you sign a law that says no one can pray to any god except you, or they'll be thrown into the den of lions?" "Yes, I did. In fact, I made it a special law that can't be changed." "O king, it makes us sad to tell you that Daniel, a Jew, is breaking that law. He bows down and worships his God 3 times a day." King Darius was shocked. He knew he had made a terrible mistake. He wanted so badly to protect Daniel, and he worked with great effort all day trying to find a way to change the law. But it couldn't be done. He finally gave the order to have Daniel brought to him. The king said, "May the God you serve keep you safe." After Daniel was put into the lion's den, a stone with the king's seal was placed over the opening so that no one could stop the punishment. The king went back to his palace and canceled all his plans for the evening. He was so concerned about Daniel that he didn't eat or sleep all night. In the morning, he rushed to the lion's den and ordered the stone removed. The king cried loudly, "O Daniel, servant of the Most High God, was your God able to save you from the lions?" Daniel called back to him, "O king, live forever! My God sent his angel to shut the mouths of the lions. I have not been hurt in any way." Oh, with joy, the king gave the order to have Daniel brought up out of the lion's den. King Darius then told his guards, "Go get those men who came up with this idea against Daniel and throw them all into the den of lions." It was done exactly as the king commanded. The moment those men were thrown in, the lions were waiting at the bottom of the pit and ripped them apart before they ever reached the floor. Then King Darius wrote a totally new law and sent it out to people of all languages in his kingdom. It said, "Everyone is to fear Daniel's God because he is the living God. His kingdom will last forever, and he is able to save those who serve him."